Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Rick Leach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, John Cerutti. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball four. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Leach reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallego fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford bunts towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to third. One out. Mike Davis pinch hits for Steve Henderson. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is walked intentionally. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Davis steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Davis now playing right field. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leach moves to second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Witt and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to first for 1, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGwire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGwire moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gruber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallego bunts towards the mound. Eichhorn picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Eichhorn. Gallego moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Eichhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to third. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Griffin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jose Nunez now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McGuire hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Witt and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gallego bunts towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Murphy steals third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barfield strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rance Mullinix pinch hits for Garthy Org. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.